Jack picked up a car from the CIA offices and headed out into the city. He drove south along Eastern Avenue towards the downtown area to the west of the strip to chance his luck. He knew Sabina was somewhere in the city. He knew she would be. And now he knew for certain she was there, and he wasn't going to let her slip through his fingers. He and Roy went to a few local bars, flashing the photo to barmen on the hope that they'd seen her. Perhaps she would have dropped in earlier that evening. But no one had. It was a long shot, and he knew Sabina wasn't that stupid. If they'd followed her to Vegas, they'd found out about L.A., and she wouldn't be repeating her mistake. But he tried anyway. Jack felt good fortune was on their side at last, like Lady Luck was looking out for them. His gamble to fly to Nevada had paid off in spades, and he felt that they had the upper hand now. And, feeling lucky, he decided to stop off in a casino and play the tables. He and Roy got out of the car and made their way downtown. Everywhere was packed. Restaurants and bars were full to the brim, and traffic was streaming up and down. And it seemed to Jack that every second car was a stretch limousine, full of inebriated bodies living up to the mantra of "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." They walked into the first place they came across, the Golden Nugget, set among the densely packed group of hotels and casinos in the downtown area, east of the northern tip of the strip. Across the road was Binion's Horseshoe Casino, and further up, the Plaza Hotel. And on the other side were the Four Queens, Fitzgerald's, and the Fremont Casinos. The downtown area had been hit by the strip's boom in popularity, and only investment in recent years had improved its fortunes, namely in the shape of the Fremont Experience Mall, a canopy-covered, four-block-long pedestrian mall at the western end of Fremont Street, reaching up to 90 feet high at its peak, and the Neonopolis Entertainment Complex. The Golden Nugget was one of the oldest casinos in Vegas, built in 1946 in the heart of the downtown area, and it stood proud as an emblem of the past and a symbol of class. The elder statesman of the city, it was still the largest casino in the downtown area, and its curved and brightly lit facade looked like every gambler's dream, luring people in with the promise of fortune and fulfillment. Jack was uncharacteristically composed. It wasn't his style to be so restrained. He was the type who was tightly wound and always on edge, three steps ahead of what was going on around him and looking at everything from every possible angle. Some, mostly those significantly younger than he, saw it as his eternal pessimism. But he saw it more as just his firm grip on reality. He had seen things many of the younger agents could not conjure in their worst nightmares, and they'd stayed with him, visible in his eyes and on his face, like the stress-hunched shoulders of an ex-con. But that was what made him so good at his job. He had seen the extremities the human race could reach, and he ensured that these never reached American soil. Until now, that was. Many interpreted his years as having made him weary. But in fact, it had served to do the opposite. And as he walked into the Golden Nugget Casino, this weight seemed to have been lifted from his shoulders, like the calm before the impending storm. And he smiled at the cocktail waitress as if he knew something that nobody else did. The casino was huge inside and full from wall to wall with people, and bright neon filled every available space. It was a carnival of hedonism. People stood throwing quarter after quarter into the banks of slot machines that filled the casino floor, and crowds gathered around lucky blackjack players, hoping for that one card that would make them rich. It was a sea of decadent desperation. Women in cocktail dresses sidled up to the men raking it in, hoping to lay their hands on an elusive chip, whilst others sat devastated, with looks of blank disbelief on their faces, or with their heads in their hands, having lost all their money, or their life savings, or the kids' college funds, or whatever they had bankrolled themselves in with. For an atmosphere that was supposed to be celebratory, the air of defeat hung heavy over the room, and it shrouded every throw of the dice or turn of a card, tarnishing everyone ultimately with the same fate. Except for Jack and Roy. They went into the lounge bar and sat at a table. An attractive cocktail waitress in a Playboy-style getup, of which the top half of her body seemed to be more out of her dress than in, came over.
"Hi, guys. What can I get you?"
Jack turned to Roy. "What'll you have?" "A Miller Lite," he replied. Jack said to the girl, "A Miller Lite, and I'll have a Jack Daniels on the rocks." The waitress hurried off to get their drinks, and they watched her as she went. Now, that's a walk that talks if ever I saw one.
"Yeah, but she's not talking to you, Jack. Maybe 30 years ago.
30 years, my ass. You know something, buddy? I feel real lucky tonight." Roy laughed.
"I don't know, Jack. Sometimes there's no end to your optimism," he joked.
And for a moment, they both forgot about why they were even in Vegas. For a couple of seconds, they were just two guys out for a drink.
The waitress returned moments later with their drinks and placed them down on the table with a bowl of nuts. "Here are your drinks, gentlemen, and complimentary nuts. That'll be $8, please."
Jack handed her $10 and told her to keep the change. They sat and enjoyed their drinks without saying anything, but they both knew what the other was thinking.